The school year is just beginning, so it seems appropriate for commentator and middle school teacher Daniel Ferry to talk to his students about the beginning of the universe.
If you want to teach about the Big Bang Theory, begin with fireworks. And tell your students to bunch their fingertips in front of their eyes like a firework about to explode. Count 3, 2, 1, bang, and watch the fireworks spread. Then rewind the fireworks tape and watch the sparks collapse back into the center. Ask, what if we had been looking away, heard the fireworks explode, and looked up just in time to see the glowing sparks spreading out? Would we be able to predict where all the sparks had come from? Someone will say, yeah, from the center. How would we know that? Words are hard to explain with. So finally, someone will splay their fingers and say, if everything is going out, well, before that, they had to be, like, in the middle. Tell them to imagine the tips of their fingers are glowing stars. That Edwin Hubble looked through his telescope and saw that all the stars and the galaxies were moving away from each other like sparks from a firework. Ask them, where do you think Hubble predicted the stars had all begun? Someone will say, the center? And you say, well, that's called the Big, and before you finish, someone will say, bang, and then you must add theory. Write the word theory and the word fact on the board. Ask them the difference. You will face blank faces. Ask them what fact Edwin Hubble saw. That the galaxies are moving away from each other? Write that under fact. Point to the word theory, and then ask them what Hubble might have predicted using that fact he observed. They will say that the universe is spreading out from the center, like the fireworks did. Write that under theory. And from there, the predictions and the questions will begin to explode. Oh, about supernovas and black holes and why galaxies spiral and you get so excited that you want to bring in a bathtub so we can pull the plug and watch the water spiral down, listening to the slurp of gravity, eating dinner with a hunger like a child's mind, because the more they eat, the hungrier they both get. Ask them, do you think there are black holes? Well, yeah. Can we see one? Well, no, no. Can we prove they are there, then? No. So are they a fact? No. What are they, then? A theory? Yeah. Are they cool? Yeah. And we bask in the glorious ignorance of science. Until Jaylene raises her hand and asks, Mr. Ferry, when are we going to learn about the Christ theory, too? The what? The Christ theory. You know, the Bible says that Christ made everything. My mom wants to know when we're going to learn about that, too. Since both her and my theology were a little shaky here, I said, why don't you let me answer your question after class, Jaylene, so we'll have more time to talk about it. And after the bell rang, Jaylene walked up to my desk. Since there are many special education students in that class, I have an aide, Michelle. She stayed, too. I said, Jaylene, you see, in science class, we try to understand the facts we know. In church, we try to understand the things we believe. Jaylene looked at me with a blank face. So I tried again, using words like cause and intent and process, and as Jaylene looked even more blankly, Michelle interrupted. She said, Honey, in church, we learn about who made us. In science class, we learn about how it happened. Jaylene cocked her head to the side and said, Oh, okay. Then she smiled and left. Michelle gave me a little smile, too, and she left. I spent my lunchtime in contemplation of another theory, the theory of common sense.
Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.